Good morning. We will call this committee hearing of the Rules Committee to order, and we'll note for the committee record that there is a quorum present. The first order of business for the day is approval of the minutes from Monday, March 11th. Leader Damuth, would you move the honors?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Any discussion to the minutes? All right, we got it today. Well, all in favor of approval of the minutes from March 11th, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Thursday, March 14th. We are proposing two bills for the calendar for the day, House File 4518, Chair Joachim, Education Finance Forecast Adjustments, House File 4483, Chair Becker-Finn, the 2024 Revisers Bill. So I will move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Thursday, March 14th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. Is that a hand I saw, Representative Torkelson? Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wondering if there's any intention to address the pre-filed amendment regarding the building project at today's meeting?
No, not today, Representative Torkelson. As I've noted previously, the project is under construction.
Well, that's absolutely true, Mr. Chair, because I get to look out my window every day and observe it's almost like a ballet out there, Mr. Chair.
Those pretty impressive.
Excavators are working, you know, they're moving dirt up and down and back and forth.
A lot of Minnesota jobs.
But there's also a lot of questions about this project that have never had a chance to be aired publicly, and we strongly hope that eventually there will be an opportunity. You know, the things have changed quite dramatically since this project was initiated. Just looking around the campus here at the number of offices that are vacant, state resources that are going unused, it's hard to imagine why we need to add so much office space to this campus when we have many, many workers that are not working on the campus, and it's not likely to change. In addition to that, as we look over the cost of this project, we also look at the cost of the bonds. We're going to be paying one of the highest interest rates ever we've paid on bonds just to finance a project. And the only reason we're paying that extra money is because this project was run through in a non-public fashion. And as you know, as we've talked about before, the cap board was cut out of this process. I believe Cass Gilbert is probably spinning in his grave as we speak. He had a concept for this campus that involved setting the Capitol building up on a hill in a way that it was unobstructed. This project is going to obstruct his vision for this Capitol Mall. For those and other points that are important to all Minnesotans, we need to talk about this publicly, Mr. Chair.
Representative Torkelson, I'll note that we did talk about this publicly. We had two public hearings in the Rules Committee in December 2022 before the project was approved, and the project was authorized on a bipartisan basis. Seeing no further, Leader Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I appreciate you pointing out the previous conversations and public hearing, but that was not this legislative session. This was not the same people that were elected to come in and serve in 2023. So I think as this moves forward, the idea that it was heard previously does not stand up, and we would hope and we would ask that you would add this to the agenda, have a full hearing, make sure that we could even invite the CAP board in for them to share their reimagine the Capitol grounds as intended and the work that's going forward. I would hope that under your chairship here, Majority Leader Long, that you would welcome this opportunity to have this heard in your Rules Committee.
Leader Damuth, the project has been approved. The bonds have been let. It is under construction. I don't see the need for further hearings at this point. With that, members.
Chair, I had sought recognition.
Oh, apologies. Representative Nash on our non-order of business.
Yeah, I'm happy to speak to the non-order of business. I just wanted to set the record straight. I was on the Rules Committee, and I met in the committee where it was voted on. There were no Republican votes, so please disabuse yourself of it being a bipartisan vote. There were no Republican votes.
I was referring to the authorization for the bonds being let, which was an agreement between Senate Republican leadership and House Democratic leadership. With that, members, we have no further business, and we are adjourned.